I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's official. Hezbollah lost its majority power in Lebanon's parliament. With strong backing from Iran, Hezbollah operates as both a Shiite Muslim political party and a militant group in Lebanon. Forecasts leading up to the May 15 election predicted Hezbollah would gain an even larger majority. But Nuna of Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says,
"We were under the impression or the threat that Iran is taking over, and this is going to become like an Islamic nation. You can imagine Lebanon becoming Iran. That's the long-term view of it. We have been really praying hard for this election, and I'm so thankful for what God did."
Pray for a spirit of unity among the newly elected leaders. And the number of refugees from Ukraine recently passed 5 million. The UNHCR predicts that upwards of 8 million Ukrainian refugees will ultimately flee their country. The nations taking in refugees include Romania, Moldova, Denmark, Poland, Finland, and the United States. And in all of these countries, World Missionary Press is getting urgent requests for scripture booklets in Ukrainian and Russian to give to refugees. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says God is moving through his church.
There's a missionary couple in Moldova. They have people there for a few days, and then they're moving on to the next thing. Those people are giving their lives and their homes and everything they've got for these people for just maybe a few hours or a few days. In each of those situations, the word of God is being shared. And so you pray over each booklet that the Lord would use it for an individual heart that needs to know of his love.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.